Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Austin Rojas. I'm filling in as the interim chair of the Historic Sites and Monuments Commission. I'm going to call this meeting to order. Just remind everybody, turn off your cell phones or silence them or whatever the mechanism on your device is. First thing on our agenda is to adopt the current agenda. Do I have a motion for that?
Eileen, I make a motion to approve the current agenda.
And we have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. And hearing none opposed, the agenda is adopted. Next, we move to approving the meeting minutes from our April meeting. Is there any questions or comments about the meeting minutes? No. Do I have a motion to approve the meeting minutes from last week?
Eileen, I make a motion to approve the meeting minutes.
All right,
April 2nd.
We got a motion. Do we have a second?
Randy Tate, seconds.
And all those in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. Hearing none opposed, the meeting minutes are approved. All right. We'll now move on to our regular agenda. I'll turn it over to Ms. Jody Brown for our first petition.
Sorry, I can't see. Good afternoon. Jody Brown presenting the proposed mural for 810 East 66th Street. The applicant is proposing to install an 8x8 mural on the west facade of the building to 810 East 66th Street. The property is located mid-block on the north side of East 66 within the Ray Ward. The building is one story with an irregular floor plan and a flat roof. The building is wrapped with a driveway and a parking lot at the west and north sides and is not in within a locally listed district or a national register district. And I just put together a little bit of a PowerPoint so you can kind of get a feel for the neighborhood since it's not in a historic district. It's kind of outside of it. This is the subject property. This is a view. This is all Google Street View. This is the view looking to the east. This is the buildings right across the street. This is looking to the west. As I'm noting and you see, the surrounding neighborhood is low scale with primarily small businesses and what appears to be originally a single family and multi-family buildings. The mural will be located on private property and will not negatively impact any existing signage. The mural will be completed by Ashley Spiro. She painted the mural on the interior of the property, which is this mural right here. Per the applicant, she will be painting a simplified version of this mural on the exterior of the property, using oil-based paints, on this facade right here. You can see it right there. This is the facade she'll be painting the mural on. Looking at this, per the applicant, she has indicated that the surrounding businesses have been supportive of the mural. However, there was no documentation to verify this claim. And there are several murals a few blocks away, and so this mural will not cause any visual clutter. And this building, as I noted, it's already stuccoed and painted, so it's not going to be on any raw materials like brick or stone and such like that. Having gone through all of these items, there were some items missing, which I was recommending and still am actually recommending that we continue the request. One was that the recommendation to provide these items, that they provide a mock-up of the proposed design of the mural, that they provide other examples of the artist's work, exterior murals, and associated addresses, and that they provide written references for the artists. So the applicant followed up once she saw the staff report. She provided the other examples of the artist's exterior murals, which is under the applicant's presentation, and she provided some written references for the artist, and she provided a mock-up. So this is the mock-up that was sent to us. Staff does have a little bit of a concern with it. It appears to be it's the whole building. You can see right here, this looks like the window that is right there. And this isn't 8x8. So I asked specifically of the applicant if is this actually 8x8 because it appears to be the whole building side. She clarified that it was an 8x8 window. Mural that it's going to be there. But again, it's not clear where the 8x8 is. So typically when we get murals, you'll recall the one that was recently on Habersham that Sky Benson did. He had a full mock-up, so you saw exactly where the windows, the doors were, where every painting, the whole painting on that facade was, which is typically what we're getting. So in light of that, I am still recommending for a continuance. I can pull up my, in theory, I can pull up my staff report. So you can see those items. I will also note that there was a fair amount of public comment, several in support and also not in support of it. But here are my recommendations down below. Eventually I'll get to that as I scroll to that. I'm happy to answer any questions, and the applicant is also available.
Do any members of the board have any questions? No. I do have a question. This is Austin. Those recommendations, those three that you have, is it still all three of those or just really that first one of like a more clear mock-up of the mural?
It really is just the first one. She provided the other references and the other examples. She had a number of photos of other places where the artists had done murals, exterior murals. So okay. It's really just the first one.
Great. Thank you. All right. If not, is the petitioner here? All right. If you'd like to come up and say a few words.
I didn't know there would be any audio visual, so I didn't prepare an audio visual. Yes, one thing I would like to request to extend the size of the mural from 8x8 to 8x16 to take into account the size of the mock-up.
I'm sorry, just please state your name for the record.
I'm Georgiana Wiley. I am the owner of the building. Okay, so I'm not really sure what all you want, so I was just going to discuss the purpose of the mural. According to the Georgia Department of Public Health, as well as the March of Dimes, Georgia ranks second highest in maternal mortality in the nation, which is a benchmark for women's healthcare access. We are 50th in access to women's healthcare. We are 49th in women with uninsured, no access to the standard of healthcare, which would be insured care. Particularly African-American women. We are an extensive rural maternity care desert across the state, underscored by the high uninsured rates, limited access to providers, and massive disparities in women's healthcare quality. My practice is built for uninsured women focused on improving access and health incomes outcomes for women. I also run a nonprofit for trafficking prevention in marginalized youth, females in particular, and I predominantly serve abuse survivors. I can send the commission statistics on all of these things that are being cited. This mural would underscore the importance of access for women's healthcare, which is massively marginalized in our state. There are two murals on 66th Street, one at Paulson, one at Waters, and I am in the middle of the two, and I would not be facing the main street.
Thank you so much for speaking. Are there any questions from members here?
Hi.
Hi.
Eileen Baker. I totally love that you're putting art in that corridor because it is very bleak in that area. Lived there a long time. My question is, how do you see the new mural? What elements in it is different than the mock-up?
So Ashley Sparrow was the artist, and we had agreed to make it a simplified because we can't get as detailed on the outside of the building as we did on the inside, for it to be a similar simplified version of it. Mm-hmm. And I had intended it for it to be 8x8, but in her mock-up, she did it larger, and I am great with that if the council would approve it.
Okay. Thank you.
Hi, Randy Tate here. The mock-up appeared to be far muted. And inside it's very bright and vibrant, but outside they're going to be pastels?
Yeah, the inside is largely pastel-based too, mostly lavenders and pinks, but the outside would also be muted colors. Be
much more muted. Okay.
If there are no other questions, thank you so much for again getting up to speak. We'll now hear from members of the public. I have two speaker cards for this one, so I'll just read them in the order that I have them here. Would Margaret Smith please come up to the podium?
Hi, good afternoon, everyone.
And just remember to state your name.
My name is Margaret Smith. I work right next to the proposed site of the mural, and I have a few questions because we really are unclear about a lot. Nothing has been discussed with any of the businesses on the east side of the mural where the mural faces. And as stated on page 14 of the application, it says that business neighbors think the mural is a great idea. I'd like to get clarification as to who she spoke to, because as of May 5th, no one had heard a thing. The only way that all these offices found out about proposed mural is because of the letter that was sent from the MPC, which we do appreciate. In regards to the size of the mural, that was another one of our questions, because we've got one 8x8, the other encompasses the entire building. There are some suggestions that we have, which, why not facing the street? If it's for advocating for women, wouldn't we want people on the east and west sides driving through to see it, bringing that color in the front, not just to the people going west, or excuse me, east? Let's see here. In regards to the two murals that are on that street at the Kayak Cafe and the studio, both of those are shopping malls. Like, it's an extended mall. It's not a professional business building. I understand our area is pretty bland, but we have just questions about how we can make that smaller or just not quite so large. Let's see here. Yeah, so the biggest thing was just that trying to figure out which businesses were spoken to, because everyone on the east side and here all around, no one had a clue. The business owners are unable to make it because they had patients that are booked 6 months out, so they're unable to do anything.
Thank you. Any questions? No? All right. Thank you so much for being here and for speaking. The next one I have here, I can just read out the last name, Wood. And if you wouldn't mind just stating your name for the record when you get up there.
Artist Wood, Savannah resident. I'm speaking to what I saw online, a proposal with the more vivid colors. I'm not sure what else is being involved, but given that, let me make the following comments. The petitioner and supporters said, murals are a vibrant and cherished part of Savannah's cultural landscape. I don't think that's true, at least not yet. But consider how change occurs with precedent and no plan. Look at Valparaiso, Chile. Perhaps once upon a time, a sailor wanted to spot his house as he returned from a fishing trip, so he painted it red. Soon others followed, since there was no zoning to speak of. And without it, their quaint old town of Victorian homes became a riot of hues, every color of the rainbow. And now, if the citizens really wanted that, studied and voted for it, fine. However, I doubt that the evolution was planned, and for some, the beauty of the old homes is barely noticeable under a sea of colors. Lots of adjectives are used by people who want this proposed mural. Creative, vibrant, thoughtful, enriching, celebratory, diverse, powerful, self-expressive, and culturally rich. Art transforms ordinary walls into meaningful expressions of identity. and it's one of the best ways to express ourselves. And it's wrong to not be able to express ourselves the way we truly want. Murals provide a unique character of Savannah's that makes it so special. Well, I don't know that that's true yet. Let's have some examples. Public spaces should allow room for beauty, true, color, and artistic expression. Indeed, public art is terribly important to get right. Because everyone sees it, we cannot not see it. And art is a very personal taste. One person referred to different statues in Bonaventure in their letter. And indeed, obelisks must have been very unusual when they first put them there, even though they're a classic piece of a sculpture. But how would that cemetery look if it were painted with a variety of colors? Not quite as appropriate. Remember, one person's treasure is another person's trash, and its freedom of expression should be limited when it inhibits another person's freedom. We are told this proposal celebrates the beauty, value, and health of the female body. I didn't catch that at first, but I see what they mean. And that some proponents intimidated neighboring business owners who questioned its subject, being outdoors in their neighborhood by calling them misogynistic. That's like intimidating the British royalty into not criticizing the unkind things Meghan Markle did and said for fear of being called a racist. How would everyone respond if there were a mural proposal of a penis and testicles on it, dressed up maybe with some ribbons and flowers? As well, the context of this proposal should be recognized. The neighborhood is one of single-story small medical buildings without much color, other than gray and white and some textures from seashell tabby. While a small amount of color might be cheerful and not overpowering, this proposed mural is overwhelming in size, 48 feet long, that of a billboard on an 8-lane highway. Finally, we are looking not at a temporary exhibition of a piece of art, but one that would be with us permanently. Remember the old adage, act in haste, repent at leisure. Please use great discretion for approving something this large that cannot not be seen by all in the foreseeable future. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Any questions? No? All right. Well, thank you again. Oh.
Yeah, I don't have questions. I've just some clarifications. Ms. Woods, you said 48 feet long? I don't think it's 8 feet long, isn't it?
Maybe that 16 feet, that would talk 16 yards, maybe?
I thought it was supposed to be 8 feet.
8 feet wide?
Long.
Well, I measured that building from end to end that they have proposed is 48 feet wide.
It was originally supposed to be 8 by 8. She and her, the applicant and her just now was saying that she wanted to expand it to 8 by 16.
Has that been officially requested?
She requested just now during her presentation. Staff hasn't had time to evaluate that.
Okay. Well, we need time to evaluate that, I think.
I'm sorry.
And I got the clarification right there that it was okay. The mock-up was different than what had been proposed. So.
Yeah, the mock-up was different from the original 8x8 that was originally proposed. And then today she has said 8x16.
Well, once again, I think we need clarification on that.
I'm sorry, I didn't.
Once again, this is Randy speaking. We need clarification from that, I would think.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah, just to jump in, right now the recommendation from staff is to continue, so to give more time to the petitioner to get that mock-up. I think we could also consider continuing so that we get confirmation of the 16 feet and a good idea of where on the building those 16 feet will be spread out across. So that's just something that y'all's members could propose as a motion.
I would like to add too, ultimately, you know, as staff, we've discussed it. You know, this is the mock-up, but typically when you have reviewed murals, it's been set in stone that that's what they're putting up. As the mock-up goes, this is if she got approved for this, this is exactly what she would have to put up. It would not deviate from this. So the mock-up would have to be a little bit more clear in exactly what is being proposed.
Eileen, I agree with you. The mock-up, the new one, is just not clear to me how exactly that's going to be done. So I would want something a little more polished on that and to scale.
Yes, and if Randy speaking, a couple of other clarifications. The first speaker said about putting it on the front of the building. Is one, would that be considered by the petitioner? And two, if clarification on whether the petitioner did speak to other businesses first. Thank you.
And again, just please state your name for the record.
Wiley. So as you can see in the photo, there's a courtyard. It's actually a duplex unit. So the one that you see to the right is a tenant of mine. And then I am to the left down that little pathway behind the green. So it wouldn't be visible, nor would it be large enough to actually bother with the mural. And we have this just gorgeous blank wall, ugly, that would be beautified. As far as other businesses, cafe, studio school, Bohemian Balance, Tiny Cloud, Savannah Healing Arts, two massage therapists, I left notices, one employee of Gladden Dental, and then the building behind me is currently under renovation. I couldn't source the who now owns it. Is that it? And just can I ask a question? So to send the mock-up, do I send it, do I just more detailed sketch and email it with any dimension changes?
That was actually going to be my question. I wanted to know if there's like a usual format and if y'all could get together to make sure that what comes
email.
Next is in that format.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Any other comments, questions? We have a motion. Does anybody want a motion on anything?
Well, the staff recommendation, as I understand it, is a continuation of the petition and getting clarification of the mock-up.
This is Jody. Correct. It's a continuation to get a better dimensioned and clearer mock-up of what is proposed.
Okay. Then I would make a motion that we go with the staff recommendation.
So I would, well, is there a second? So since there was no second on that, just for a motion, we should be clear in the timeline for them. How long they have until. Usually, you know, what we've done in the past is give like 90 days, so 3 months time. To come back with the idea that you can come back, you know, as soon as you kind of get that done, if you get that done before the 90 days. So it, you know, when we do make a motion, we should include how long we want to give the petitioner to correct some of those things and get that clarity.
Three months from now will be August 6th.
Okay.
Just throwing that out there.
Excuse me, Melanie Wilson, Executive Director and CEO. If you're going to ask for this to come back, you need to have a date certain. So if it's whatever that meeting date is, if it's next month, then it's next month's meeting date, if it's the month after that. So I think Bree has the calendar, and she can tell us what those dates are. But always make sure that it is date certain for the public.
Yes, that's true.
I have a question. Is date certain within 90 days or no?
No, it means date that certain. If it's going to be like if next month's meeting is June the 20th,
okay.
Then it has to be, it'll be back on June 20th because you're noticing the public, so that they can get their calendars and do what they need to do. So it always is date certain. It's never before because we don't have an opportunity to advertise it to let people know.
And just for our edification, the deadline to get on the June agenda has passed, correct? It's today, tonight.
And just remember that even with regards to whether it's the June agenda or based on today's meeting, if they can have the mock-ups and things done, then you can always say that what's the date for June, Bree? No, what's the next meeting for this board? No, for this board. Is June 4th? Okay, so what's the meeting after that? July. Okay, so if you would like, this is how you do what you're kind of thinking you want to do. You can always say that you would like to continue it because it's already been noticed. So there's technically no deadline that they have to be back, and they have to give staff like at least a week to get the opportunity to have the – do you need a week or
– We typically have given them a week to submit. It's continued.
Right.
That gives us time to write the staff report.
Right. So, you know, a window of time to have all of that done. If it's June the 2nd, which is still kind of tight, but there's still enough time to be able to do that, then if they don't have it ready, we can always continue it to the next month. And what that does is it allows them to come back sooner than just saying it's going to be 90 days or it's going to be July the 15th or whatever. So that's up to you. You could say then we're going to continue it to July 2nd, but it needs to be date certain. If it's July 2nd, they're not going to be here on June.
Thank you. So, yeah, we got that. So we could either continue to June 4th or July 2nd, but we'd have to say those.
Correct.
Whichever one you want to go for.
Would I need to appear in person at that?
Yes. Yeah.
I can't do July.
That's good to know. Would anybody like to entertain a motion?
Well, I have a question for that, please. Of the petitioner, you cannot do July. Could you have a representative? Or are you working with anybody else on it?
I'm completely independent supplemental with local provider.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. I just had a quick question.
It was actually July 9th. We were just looking that up for the – oh, that one works.
Thank you.
I know. Eileen, I make a motion to continue this petition until July 9th, at which time the petitioner will provide a mock-up of the proposed design.
Randy seconds that.
Okay, you got a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. Hearing none opposed, the motion passes. We'll now move to our next agenda item, which is, let me see, petition for Joyce Piersanti. I hope I'm saying that right.
A lot of public comment. All right. Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Alexander Merced, here with the MPC. So for Ms. Joyce Piersanti, the applicant would like to install a commemorative bench on the southeast corner of Monterey Square, which would front the path at the intersection of Bull Street and West Wayne Street. I should just bring this up. So the proposed bench, in staff's estimation, is somewhere between a monument and a piece of public art that references the social and humanitarian significance of interfaith dialogue and collaboration among the various religions that populate Savannah. It will also contain a quote from Rabbi Arnold Mark Belzer, who was the former rabbi of Congregation Mikveh Israel Synagogue, which is across the square. And although that the synagogue is not specifically mentioned, the bench location has been proposed due to its proximity to the synagogue. Additionally, the intent of the bench is meant to celebrate the many different belief systems that each have played a role in the development of the area. So therefore, staff feels like local history is being honored by the monument. Now, there is another question of whether the level of significance is high enough to warrant a public presence. In the opinion of staff, in serving the ideals that are noted by the bench, the staff feels that a bench is an ideal form to do so, and that it is significant enough to warrant a public presence. As stated earlier, the bench references multiple major religions, all of which have representation in Savannah. And although there is the statute that says commemorated persons should have been dead at least 25 years, Rabbi Mark Arnold Belzer died in 2025. However, because the bench does not specifically commemorate him, rather just uses a quote from him, we do feel like that is reasonable. The bench would be placed in Monterey Square, which is involved within the Bull Street military theme pattern of the squares that run up Bull Street. However, it is in no way disrupting that theme pattern, and there are other non-military monuments along those squares and within that area as a whole. In terms of finding or actually contracting a fabricator or a designer for the bench. At the time of writing the staff report, that information had not been disclosed to us as staff as of yet. However, since the staff report has been written and published in the agenda, the applicant has gotten some of that information across to us. The fabricator of the bench is a company called the Park Catalog, who is well known and widely used in order to they make park benches, essentially. And the actual plaque that would be planned to go on the bench, that's going to be fabricated by a different company, an actual company that does bronze and plaques and memorials. And that company is called Franklin Bronze Plaques. So both of those companies have been contracted for the work. However, as of yet, they have not provided an actual mock-up. There have been a couple of, as I'm sure you saw on the packets, there have been a few ChatGPT generated images. Just to give a general broad idea of what it may look like, but we have not yet actually gotten a concrete mock-up just yet. So for that reason, staff recommends to continue the request until the June 4th, 2026 HSMC meeting in order to allow the applicant time to the company's time to provide an accurate mock-up in order for the staff and the commission to be able to evaluate and see what the actual finished product would look like. So thank you very much. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you so much. Are there any questions for Mr. Alexander? No? All right. Thank you. And we'll now hear from the petitioner, Ms. Piersanti. And please correct me if I'm saying that wrong. Well, actually, you can do that because you have to say your name for the record when you get up there. There we go.
Yes. So this is actually on all the screens. This is actually already on all the screens. So would you like a paper copy of this as well?
I'd like you to have it in here. Yeah. So
there we go.
I made them. Hi.
This is, I'm finishing
just
a project.
Remember to just put your name for the record, please.
Rabbi Belzer and I worked on for quite some time about interface. Oh, Joyce Persani. I live downtown. And I've done a lot of work with interfaith projects in many parts of the world and was delighted to come to Savannah and see that it's actually was written in the first plan of the city. And it was, you know, the squares each have a designated spot where for the first 50 or 60 years of Savannah's history, all people here who came here of different religions from different countries, with different languages, stood side by side to pray. There was a place of worship on each square. It's one of the reasons why Monterey Square is good. Monterey is significant because it has, it's still laid out with the original plan, and all the other squares have kind of been not, you know, over time. The idea is, of course, that Plymouth Rock, a bunch of people hit Plymouth Rock, and that was because they were looking for the ability to do freedom of religion. And when Oglethorpe created the idea of Savannah, it came with specific outline for it to be a place where, as a civil place to live, everybody could worship together and work together. And quite frankly, the first 50 years of Savannah, with all the boats coming and half the people dying from every boat within the first year, about took 500 years to actually start to talk about building buildings that were places of worship. It's the history is extremely rich, and I know I wrote a huge amount of information, not to bore you, but to kind of hope that you understand where this idea came from. And we do monuments to people and we do monuments to a lot of things. And the foundation of interfaith in Savannah, I think when I arrived here, I was amazed that, believe me, spent significant time in 68 countries of the world. And when I arrived here in Savannah, I was amazed at the lack of hate. I mean, there's a, you know, if you're anywhere else, people hate the gays or they hate the Protestants, or they hate the Jews, you know. I've never felt that here in 20 years. I don't feel hate here. And it's kind of peaceful coexistence. And I think that came with the original charter of Savannah, that people could work and prosper together. So that's the idea behind the bench. And I'm happy to come back on June the 2nd with the rendering. That they apologize that we didn't get it done for today, but I appreciate the opportunity to come back.
Thank you so much for bringing this petition before us. Do any members here have any questions for the petitioner?
I do. Yes. Hi. Thanks for being here.
Okay.
So the rendering that you have shown us here is not, it's going to be different.
I'm sorry?
Once again, Randy speaking. Sorry, Bri. The rendering that you have shown us here will not be, it'll be different from this?
No, it'll be just like that.
I don't understand the delay then.
Oh, because that's a chat. We did that. You know, I have wonderful help for some amazing SCAD students who are more talented than I can even begin, but they created the plaque. I sent the plaque to the plaque company and they're going to give me an official artist rendition of that, but that's exactly what it would be.
Yeah. So, Alex here. the only difference is that is a ChatGPT. It's an AI generated image. That's not the actual final plan that's been proposed by the company. So it more than likely will look very similar to that, but it's just not set in stone just yet.
Okay, understood. Thank you.
Yes.
But when you this is for staff or Ms. Persante, so it's going to be the sign part of it is going to be fabricated and the bench will be bought fully done, right? And
correct.
So then
the bench,
to drill the plaque on the back of the bench.
Correct. The plaque would be mounted on the back of the bench.
Okay.
Not that is shown here. It's shown on the front of the bench now.
I'm sorry?
It seems to be shown on the front of the bench now, but it will be moved to the back.
No, I meant, I'm sorry, I meant the back, you know, where your back goes.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. Gotcha.
And the sign would be on the back and you would sit on top of the sign. Yeah. And it's an interesting spot. It actually is almost across the street from the Mercer House. And I, when I was there and we were putting up signs and such, you know, at least four large tourist groups came there and they were talking about the Mercer House. But it's a great place to dispense, you know, for something like this, honoring the people of good faith in the city of Savannah and its history. It's a great place to do that. And it affords, you know, I take my own chair wherever I go, but there were a lot of people who were looking for a place to sit. And the spot actually had a bench there at one time. And it's kind of, it kind of goes right along with everything else that's there. So, okay. See you.
I just had one question. This is Austin speaking. Do you know who's going to be doing the installation of the plaque onto the bench?
No, I don't know that. But you know, I can get that. I certainly can get that. And I was hoping to get the bench fabricated because, as I said, a young SCAD student made a gorgeous bench. Impossible to get it to get it fabricated. So I went to people who make benches.
Yeah, and I would just say, yeah, if you come across anybody who's able to do it all in one, I would just ask that you consider that as well.
And you'll see it has the symbols of the foremost, the biggest congregations in Savannah. And of course, there are 150 Christian variations of Christian houses of worship here. There, so the first is Christian, the second is Jewish, the third is Muslim, and want to take a guess at what the fourth one is?
It's Hinduism.
Hindu. Amazing. There's a huge Hindu population here. Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right, and we'll now hear from the public. I have, for folks that signed up ahead of time, I have Mr. Robert, looks like. You want to come up and just remember to state your first and last name for the record when you get up there. Robert is the first name I have. Grieber.
Not my penmanship. Thank you. I'm Robert Greenberg. I'm the executive director of Congregation Mikveh Israel. We only recently heard about the plaque, and I can only say, I think we would find it laudable to do something for interfaith partnership and interfaith collaboration. I think that we have some concerns about being connecting with Mikveh Israel and a particular rabbi. We've had many, many rabbis that have been stellar at Mikveh Israel, and we're a little concerned that by, even though it is not for Rabbi Belzer, it kind of implicitly uses Rabbi Belzer as the person who is quoted, and therefore we have concerns about that and would struggle to support that given the number of many fabulous rabbis we've had. We don't want it to become divisive. And I would suggest this further, that if this were to go forward, it would be good to get representatives of all of those faith groups together to participate. So that's, I guess, my brief response. Thank you. Any questions for me?
Yeah, no, any. Thank you.
Thank you.
And next up we'll have, is this Mr. Jonathan Rabb?
Perfect.
All right. And just, you have to say your name again, though, for the record.
I'm Jonathan Rabb. I'm the president of the board at Mikveh Israel and a professor at SCAD. I think, obviously, as Bob said, we would the idea of interfaith is something that we cherish and promote as well. But as this is in Monterey Square, the implication will be that it is connected to somehow the synagogue, or if not connected to, endorsed by the synagogue. And perhaps we would, but we were not approached in any way. And as Rabbi Belzer was our rabbi for 23 years, the implication will be, it says Rabbi Belzer, the implication will be it's Mikveh Israel, and the double implication will be that Mikveh Israel has supported this. We were not approached in any way. Our board has not talked about this. And as there are any number of squares in town that would be equally appropriate for an interfaith statement, choosing Monterey Square specifically with our former rabbi and the synagogue right there, I think the connections will be made. Not that we are saying no, but we were never even approached. No one told us about this. We simply found out about it and luckily could come to this meeting today to voice those concerns. So we would be not in favor of this if we were excluded from the conversation, because by implication, it will seem that we are endorsing it when we haven't even been asked. Thank you very much. Anyway, I'm sorry.
No, any questions for the speaker? No. Thank you for coming down here and speaking. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And I also have Ms. Wood. And just remember, again, state your name for the record.
Artis Wood. I am the daughter-in-law of a former pastor of the Lutheran Church of the Ascension. And that is, of course, on Wright Square. I think we have about a dozen churches. One of the things I love about Savannah, it's not just one main church on a little hill by a green. We are marvelously represented by so many different faiths. I question the precedent this would set. As much as I cared about my father-in-law, I don't think it's appropriate to put a bench on Wright Square with his name on it. And I don't think the size of the plaque, I think if you put something with that kind of size of a plaque, it immediately says it's okay. And I don't want to see benches all over in the name of anybody or maybe even any faith or, I don't know. We just bit by bit fill up our stuff and we have trouble saying just as it is, no more. You know, I think of Asian art and gardens, and you go out and you see a lot of gravel, maybe one or two rocks, one statue. It's peaceful. You pay more to look at the ocean than the parking lot when you go to Tybee. The parking lot has lots of stuff, interesting people go around and so on. There's just water out in the ocean, but it's wonderful. So be careful the precedents you set. Thank you.
Thank you very much for speaking. Just on that last one, I did just want to say that, again, for the folks who are here, if it's your first meeting, with this commission, we don't set any precedents. Our authority comes through statutes that the Georgia General Assembly passed in, I believe, the 1950s. And that is what authorizes the creation of this board to, you know, do quasi-judicial adjudicating of these different petitions that come forward, but we don't have any judicial power, so we don't set any precedents. And the way that those statutes are written is that if something meets the standards, the board must approve it. So, you know, there's that pressure that comes with it as well. So, you know, for some of those things, right, where I hear your concern about putting more stuff in, all over, that is, a concern that should be brought to the General Assembly, to change some of these laws, to maybe give these boards a little bit more leeway where we don't always have to approve things if they meet a particular standard. So happy to pass along that information. Any discussion on this one, or do members have any motions that they'd like to make?
I have some questions. I know this came up and then we didn't review it last month and then it's back again, but for staff. So I guess if it was included, the genesis of this bench project, and I read it, then I've already forgotten. But what was the genesis of the project? Was the lady who presented the petitioner, is it her project only? Is there a group behind her? And why didn't they talk to Mikveh Israel?
From what I understand, I don't know if there's any other backers behind her, but from what I understand, it's just Ms. Piersanti, and she ran out of here real quick, so that'd be a great question to ask her. But unfortunately, I don't have that answer now because she hit the road. So I'm to answer your question, I'm not exactly sure why.
Okay, thank you. I think that that should be looked into to know why, you know, Mikveh Israel, which was also quoting the rabbi or former rabbi, weren't consulted.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah, only to add a comment on that. This is Austin speaking. At first, I did think that this was perhaps a member of the congregation who was bringing this forward. So certainly I hear those concerns about being associated with it, because that was my initial understanding of it as well, actually.
I'm sorry, I'm not allowed to speak.
You got to say your name for the record.
We run our board meetings much more loosely. I apologize. Jonathan Rabb, president of Mikveh Israel. It's not that we are not endorsing it. We just feel that the implication, as you even said, you assumed it was a member of the congregation who had put it up. And, you know, that's just not the case. And so we would need to be, we would like to be part of the conversation if we could be. Thank you.
Would any members like to entertain a motion?
Eileen, I do have a concern with sort of the fabrication of this, which is a commercial bench with a bronze, I'm assuming, plaque. And it just seems sort of like mashed together to me, and rather than, you know, a continuous piece of artwork, say a stone bench where the names are carved, you know, behind it. Or if you look at Asheville, they've done some Asheville, North Carolina, interesting pieces beside benches or something. You know, I'm just not sure that this big sign behind a commercial bench is really an attractive look, I guess I'll say.
And this is Alex here. If I remember correctly, I do believe that Ms. Pierisanti, she took a look at actual like monument fabricate, like people who actually make decorative designs. And if I remember correctly, I believe that it was a bit cost prohibitive, like she said, you know. So I believe that's why she pivoted to right. You know, what she ended up with. So,
I understand.
Yeah.
Thank you.
This is Randy speaking. I think I agree with Eileen's comments, and I don't know if a continuation would, you know, without, you know, suggestion or recommendation that Ms. Pierisanti, you know, speak with the officials at Mikveh Israel, but would that put her to more work that would be at maybe potentially rejected, that she would have to pay for?
I'm sorry. I don't understand the question.
My understanding, the staff's recommendation is to continue, this petition,
Correct.
Until we see the final, metal project.
Correct.
Will that be a picture of it, a mock-up of it, or the actual plaque?
So it would be, You mean physically bringing it in person?
And making her spend the money on it.
So what I requested from her was, if the company is going to go to all the trouble to actually make this plaque, they're not going to just do it without a plan, without an actual final design, right? So what I requested from her is to bring in that design, not necessarily the plaque itself, but something that you can say, okay, it's going to look exactly like this quoted from the manufacturer.
Okay, good. That clarifies it. And that is less money for her to put out in the event it may not happen.
Right.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
So just where we are right now. So we could do a motion to continue to the June 4th meeting, which I believe was the suggestion that, that staff had, with the condition that the petitioner speak with Temple Mikveh Israel and get that official mock-up. So that's like a possible option. We can, of course, always reject. And technically, I guess we could accept it if we wanted to and kick it to council. But those are the options.
Can I make a motion? Hi, Chloe. I'm going to make a motion to continue this to the July 9th meeting with the conditions that we are provided with a final mock-up and recommending conversation with Temple Mikveh Israel.
Do I have a second?
I second, Randy.
All right. Any discussion, questions on that motion, alterations to it? All those in favor? Oh.
I'm so sorry. So if I could just ask a question real quick. So recommending a discussion with Mikveh Israel, I guess I think that's very reasonable, and I think I can get some contact information from you. However, so what would that exactly look like? Just so I can let her know, hey, so, you know, have a discussion with Mikveh Israel and come back with, you know, X, like an agreement between the two parties, or you know, what exactly would that look like?
From this perspective, I think what would help us to make a decision is to know that the conversation was had and what the results of that conversation were. And, you know, if there was some kind of agreement, what the terms of that agreement are. What y'all choose to decide is not so much for us to say, but this is just what would help me to make a decision is seeing those things that this conversation had. That if there was an agreement, what the details of that agreement were.
Thank you.
All right, so we have a motion and a second. Put it to a vote. All those in favor, say your
aye.
Name.
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Hearing none, motion passes. All right. And now for our last piece on the agenda, our other business, we have – oh, wait, what?
One more question quickly. Will staff make the contact between Ms. Pierponte and Mikveh Israel?
Yeah, I think we'll exchange contact information. Like, again, we'll try to facilitate it, and then what happens with them, we'll report.
Good. Thank you.
Cool. All right. So we'll move to other business. We don't have any, and our next meeting is June the 4th. All right. And motion to adjourn. Right. Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion, the meeting is adjourned.